Culture 5. The American Civil War. Exercises 3 and 4.
John Brown's body lies a-mouldering in the grave. John Brown's body lies a-mouldering in the grave. John Brown's body lies a-mouldering in the grave. His soul is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
That famous American folk song is about the influential abolitionist John Brown, who fought against slavery in the mid-19th century. Here to discuss his life is Dr. Amy Weinberger, a historian from Atlanta, Georgia. So, Amy, can you tell us a bit about John Brown's early life?
Yes. He was born in 1800 in Connecticut, the fourth of eight children, to Owen Brown, a tanner, and his wife, Ruth. The family were deeply religious, and Owen believed that slavery, which was widespread in the U.S. in those days, was evil and should be abolished.
So John Brown inherited his views from his father?
Yes, he certainly had a strong influence over him. And at the age of 12, young John witnessed the beating of a black slave boy in Ohio, an experience that haunted him throughout his life. From that point, he swore an eternal war on slavery.
It must have been horrific.
Yes, indeed. But not uncommon in those days.
So, what did John do for a living?
Initially, he wanted to enter the ministry and began training to become a priest. But the money ran out and his health was poor. So, he returned home and joined his father's business. Soon after that, he got married and had a number of children. Then, in 1825, the family moved to Pennsylvania, where he opened his own tannery.
Was it successful?
Yes. Within a year, the tannery employed 15 men. But in 1831, following the death of one of his sons, John fell ill. The business started to go downhill, and he got into serious debt. And as if that wasn't enough, shortly after the birth of his seventh child, his wife died.
Oh dear, how terrible.
Yes. He remarried fairly quickly, a 16-year-old girl, and they went on to have 13 children. But his financial troubles continued. He tried various businesses in an attempt to get himself out of debt, but none were very successful, and in 1843, he was declared bankrupt.
What about his political views? How did they develop?
In 1837, he was shocked by the murder of Elijah Lovejoy, an abolitionist, by a pro-slavery mob, and vowed again to end slavery. He became involved in the Underground Railroad, a secret network of routes and safe houses along which slaves from the South could escape to free states in the North and to Canada. He also helped to establish the League of Gileadites, a group of men determined to prevent the arrest of escaped slaves, by violent means, if necessary.
So he was becoming increasingly militant.
Yes, especially after his move to Kansas in 1855. He moved because two of his sons who lived there told him that pro-slavery forces were attacking anyone who spoke out against slavery, and they did not feel safe. He collected money and weapons on the way and quickly became involved in the conflict. In 1856, in retaliation against the violence of pro-slavery mobs, Brown and his men killed five unarmed pro-slavery supporters.
How did he justify that?
Well, he believed that passive resistance would get nowhere. "What we need is action," he said. In his eyes, the only way to end slavery was by violent means. And for that reason, he is still a controversial figure. Some view him as a hero and freedom fighter, others as a madman and a terrorist.
What happened after the massacre in Kansas?
He spent 2 years on the East Coast raising funds and gaining support for the abolitionist cause. Then, in 1859, he led a raid on a federal armory in Virginia, where the government stored weapons. His intention was to arm slaves with weapons from the armory and encourage them to rise up against their owners.
Was it a success?
Well, he and his men managed to capture and occupy the armory, killing 7 men in the process. But he was surrounded by pro-slavery farmers and government soldiers and forced to surrender. He was then put on trial, charged with murder and treason against the state of Virginia.
Was he found guilty?
Yes, and sentenced to death. He was hanged in public a month later, unrepentant, still believing that slavery would not be abolished without a great deal more bloodshed.
He was right about that.
Yes. His daring raid drew a lot of attention and set alarm bells ringing in the South, where people feared that Brown's attempt to arm slaves was just the first of many attempts by people in the North to start a slave rebellion that would destroy their way of life. Within a year, the first Southern state seceded from the Union, and shortly after that, the Civil War started, the most bloody war fought on American soil.
We'll have to end it there. Thank you, Amy, for coming in and talking to us about John Brown.
It's been a pleasure.